going on here?
Good morning. Yeah, it's not official yet. This is just the insurance companies asking for these premium raises. But, you know, a lot of these companies are dealing with rising costs of prescription drugs and higher than expected costs. We're seeing right now in North Carolina, premiums, they're looking premiums increases of up to 26% here in Illinois. States are seeking 20, or I should say the insurance companies are seeking 20% or more. So, you know, I mean, at this point, it's not official yet. It's not gonna, we're not going to know what the rate increases, if any, will be until the fall. But definitely the insurance companies are trying to raise them.
When it comes right down to it, is this because the insurance companies can't get a better price with the drug companies? Or what? Where is the bottom line?
That's part of it. The prescription drugs are obviously increasing in some areas, and I can tell you here in Illinois, claims outpaced premiums by $300 million last year. So here in Illinois, at least, you know, these companies are just trying to keep up with growing costs.
What's the impact of well, what some call Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, on all this?
Yeah, that's kind of the big question, because we've got this looming decision coming from the Supreme Court later this month over whether or not those insurance or the exchange set up through the federal government, whether or not those people who received those insurance benefits via the national exchange should be able to receive the subsidies. That's going to kind of turn everything up on its head right now. Of course, this news is going to be politically motivated. Already some people have stepped forward, Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, saying Obamacare was supposed to lower health premiums, but it's doing the opposite. Now, of course, if these premiums go up, subsidies, in theory, as of now, still hold. So, you know, as far as people having to pay, and, you know, many of the people who are already on the exchanges are getting subsidies, you know, in theory, those subsidies will hold, but you know, I guess we'll see. I'm looking at Utah's right now. It looks like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah, looking at a 22% increase, requested rate increase. So we'll see what happens. Anything over 10%, by the way, they've got to get approval, or at least they have to explain these costs to the federal government before it can be approved.
Thank you, Ryan. We'll follow that. ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow with us on the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Okay.